State Senator Charlie Justice from St. Petersburg was the key speaker at the assembly. He said there needs to be an urgency for health care reform, just as people have demanded change for property taxes and insurance over the past few years. He considers America the greatest country in the world, but such stateliness is not reflected in our current health care system, and improvements need to be made.
In the last 20 years, the number of families that have declared bankruptcy due to health care costs has risen 2,000%. 75% of those families had some type of health insurance when they were injured or ill. It is time for a healthcare revolution in our country. We have the best medical technology, but what use is it if the families cannot afford to take advantage of it?
Senator Justice recognized the impact that healthcare workers could have in fueling such reform by voting in the upcoming presidential election.
Healthcare workers, along with our doctors and nurses, work in the industry every single day. They see those same families struggling. They see procedures that aren't gone, that aren't taken because of healthcare costs. The healthcare workers of America are empowered with the knowledge to convince people that access to healthcare is not an unsolvable problem. We need the healthcare workers, their families and neighbors to start that revolution. The best place, as it always has been in America, to make major change is at the ballot box.
Jeff Catterett, a student radiographer who works at Morton Plant and Bayfront Medical Center, emphasized the need for healthcare workers to voice their opinions for change now so as to meet the demand of any medical changes in the future.
As the baby boomer generation is nearing retirement, it means the healthcare field will see a lot of changes in the near future. The ideas and input of healthcare workers will be most valuable. Most of us got into this field because we wanted to make a difference and help people. But a silent voice helps no one. Many of us are busy with our day-to-day lives, but if you take just a little time out of your schedule to go out and make your voices heard, together we can make a difference.
Healthcare United was formed in February in 17 battleground or swing states and was launched in Florida in April. Jessica Lowe, the organizer for the Tampa Bay area of Healthcare United, said that the organization's goal is to unite millions of healthcare workers nationwide and give them the political power to change the system. But she says there are many healthcare workers in Florida who have not yet registered, and their accumulated votes can swing any election.
One in three healthcare workers in the state aren't registered, and that accounts to about 176,000 registered nurses across the state who are, you know, healthcare workers working in the field and aren't actually registered to vote. And that's a huge number, and we want to try to reach as many of those people as possible to make sure that they're participating in the process and are registered to vote for this fall's election.
Healthcare United is a partner of the Florida Consumer Action Network, or FCAN. Both Healthcare United and FCAN are part of the Healthcare for America Now coalition that was launched last month and wants to ensure that quality, affordable healthcare insurance will be the first order of business addressed by the next president. Isaac Medrano, the local liaison for Healthcare United, stressed the importance of healthcare workers taking an active role before the presidential election.
Well, there are so many healthcare workers that aren't registered to vote. And in this election, when healthcare has been at the tip of everybody's tongue in terms of the politicians running for office, that just in making our voices heard and having a seat at the bargaining table will be crucial to that debate.
From now until November, Healthcare United will continue to organize voter registration drives for healthcare workers to provide them with a more convenient opportunity to vote. You can learn more at healthcareunited.org. For WMNF News, I'm Conchetta DeLuca.